ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामयं ददाति सोपदान्तिकम्। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सग्रजातं सहगणा रघुनाथानितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवम् श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखानुतांश्च वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमावं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिने इति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि श्री गौरभक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। नारायणं नमस्कृतं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जय मुदीरयेत् मुखं करोति वासलं पङ्गुलं हयति गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीगुरुदिनतरणं श्रीचैतन्येश्वरं। सो टुडे विल लिसन फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 13 टेक्स्ट 10 ऑन द सब्जेक्ट मैटर द बिहेवियर ऑफ ए परफेक्ट पर्सन। ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। अव्यक्त लिंग व्यक्तार्थो मनीषी उन्मत बालवत् कवि मुखवत् आत्मानं सदृष्ट्या दर्शयेत् नृणां। ट्रांसलेशन बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद। Although a saintly person may not expose himself to the vision of human society, by his behavior, his purpose is disclosed. To human society, he should present himself like a restless child. And although he is the greatest thoughtful orator, he should present himself like a dumb man. Purport. A great personality, very much advanced in Krishna consciousness, may not expose himself by the science of a sannyasi. To cover himself, he may live like a restless child or a dumb person, although he is the greatest orator or poet. That's the end of the purport by Srila Prabhupada. So today is very auspicious day, Jhulan Jatra Ekadasi, and also very nice verse with very deep meaning, the meaningful purport to this verse. So first, I will discuss about this, the subject matter related to this verse. And if we have time, then we'll discuss about the pastimes of Jhulan Jatra. Because Lord manifests thousands of pastimes, millions of pastimes to attract the human being to go back to Godhead. That's why Shastra says, Anugrahaya bhaktanam manusim tanumasritam bhajate tadvishrakrida jasrutta tatparabhavet. The main purpose of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, why he comes down to this material world, is to perform his transcendental activities. And the living entity, just by hearing the transcendental activities, will be attracted to go back to Godhead. So we'll discuss about Jhulan Jatra after discussing about this verse. Because this verse is very important and has deep meaning. Where it has been explained how a perfect person should behave. Normally, we will think a perfect person will behave in a very perfect way, very impressive way. But if we go through Srimad Bhagavatam Chaitanya Charitamrita, we will see the behavior of the perfect person is so unusual, looks like very misbehavior. They behave in very misbehaved way, very strange. Very surprising how the perfect persons they behave like. So it is just like in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna saying, for the ordinary people, what is night for saintly personality, that is day. And for ordinary people, what is day for the saintly personality, that is night. And we see here in this verse, it has been explained. Prabhupada saying that to cover himself, he may live like a restless child or a dumb person, although he is the greatest orator or poet. So when and how this situation happens to human being? The different ways the people that try to behave like this, just like you don't talk, you don't speak, behave like a dumb man. When you're angry with somebody, oh, I'll not talk with you. Just keep silent. No more talking. So that is one way how people they behave. Dumb man. Don't talk anything because he's angry with you. And sometimes we see also, if you go to India, there are some sadhus, they don't speak anything. For years they don't speak anything. They will carry a slate and write if they have anything. And it has been prescribed in scriptures that if you don't speak for long time, then you get a back siddhi. Then you get a potency that whatever you speak, there's a lot of potency, it will influence others. It has a controlling power, you will have a command over others. And also many interesting things you can do just by speaking if you don't speak for long time. That is one way of behavior. How the sadhakas, the people that are doing sadhana, they act. But in devotees' case, it is completely different. Devotees, they also behave in a very strange way in the eyes of the common people. Just like sometimes we see the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yesterday we were reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita, the Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami mentioning about Meenaketana Ramdas, his devotee of follower of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, and how he behaves. Sometimes just laughs, sometimes he runs, sometimes he has a flute and beat with the flute to others. All kinds of strange behavior. How people can understand this? And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he got this mood of separation and he came back to Navadvip after offering his Pitru Shraddha in Gaya. So Mother Sachi was very worried for so long, my son has gone, when he will come back, when he will come back. And finally, Nimai came back. Mother Sachi was very happy to see Nimai back. But his behavior was completely strange. Nimai saw on his way back to Bengal in Kanai Narsala, Nimai saw Krishna appeared and immediately disappeared. He saw the beautiful boy, blue boy, wearing yellow garment, playing on the flute, smiling, just approaching, and Nimai went to embrace and disappeared. And from that time, he developed a mood that where is my Krishna? Kahan jabo, kahan pabo, murali badan? So when he came back to his house, his complete different personality. His behavior is very strange. Sometimes Nimai would just sit like dumb man for a long time, not talking anything. Then sometimes you just laugh and laugh and laugh. Sometimes you just cry, whole night is not sleeping. Sometimes he would run very fast. So that his wife and mother Sachi would become very scared. What happened to him? Sometimes he would bite his teeth. Not that these kids they do to scare others. It's very strange. So Mother Sachi was happy that her son has come back. But by seeing this strange behavior, she's lamenting, what happened to my son? Why is he behaving like this? So she's asking to everybody, what happened to my son? My son behaving like this? He has become crazy? Or is he haunted by something? And the people are saying, yes, yes. Your son must have a lot of wind formation in his stomach. That's why he's behaving like this. You give him some green coconut water so he'll cool down. His strange behavior for karmi people. His karmis are thinking he must have a lot of wind in his stomach. Imagine she's giving green coconut water. Nothing happens. Then somebody says, oh no, Nimai has a very old disease, old time disease. This green coconut water will not do anything. Bring some special ghee and massage on his head, then he'll cool down. No? This is how the ordinary people think. And Nimai thinking to himself, what is happening? What people are thinking about me? I am a crazy man. Is it really I am a crazy man? What happened to me? Something wrong with me? But though people are seeing him in this way, but Nimai feeling is completely different within him. He's feeling so much bliss out of it. For the people outside, they feel very strange and a lot of suffering. He is floating in great bliss. Once I was giving a Madhurya Kadambini class. And from the beginning I'm explaining up to from Shraddha to Prema. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explaining and Prema stage, what will happen to devotees? All kinds of behavior. Just like when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Jagannath Puri. So sometimes in ecstasy, he'd lose his consciousness and his body would become very long, look very strange. And all the joints would become loosen. And his teeth will be loose, as if it will just fall down from his mouth. And the eyes will be upwards like that. Very strange, just like that fisherman. When he found Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from the ocean, his body color has turned into white, completely white like onksal. And teeth are falling. Looks, he got scared. He thought it's a ghost, something like that. No? But when people, just same way, in different places, when you enter into the ocean, when this midnight is locked in the Gambhira, just go out of Gambhira, lying in front of the Singhadwar, Kurma, all his limbs gone inside, hands inside, leg inside, lying there like a Kurma, and foam coming from his body. And what to speak of karmi people? Even devotees would cry to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu like this. Wow, what is going on? What is happening to him? And Swarup Damodar Govinda would be sleeping outside. And Mahaprabhu chanting whole night Harinam. And sometimes he'd stop. And they'd open the door. Then Mahaprabhu would be scratching his face all around the wall. You know, in separation from Krishna. All wounds all over his face. So I was explaining, at the end of the class I asked devotees, how did you like Madhurya Kadambini? They said, we liked everything except your explanation of prema. If that is what we have to go through, no? But to hear it is very horrible, oh, really we have to go through like that. But the point is, the devotees, when they see Mahaprabhu, they think, oh, so bad, oh, what is happening? Then they would go chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Then Mahaprabhu come back to his external sense, half external sense. Then Mahaprabhu would really feel sad, cry, hey, what happened to you? Why you did like this? I was in so much ecstasy. I was in pastimes of Krishna, how I saw Krishna playing flute on top of Govardhan and Radharani coming, their entrant Kunja. So this way the devotees, the external symptoms is one way, but their experience is different. What people in general, they cannot understand. They think, oh, so austere. Oh, such a life. Just like Sada Goswami's, Rupa Sanatana Goswami's. If we hear their lifestyle, they're staying in Vrindavan, so much hot, winter time, so much cold. They're tolerating staying there years after years after years. Now our devotees, Western devotees, they love Vrindavan so much. Oh, Vrindavan, I go, get blessings of Radharani, I do Vrindavan bhajan. They go to Vrindavan, do their bhajan until the month of May and June. As soon as May months come too much hot, they all run away from there, back to America, Europe. But Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami is just staying there. No house, no air condition, no house even, under the tree. Not eating, and when we listen to their lifestyle, we think, oh, so austere they were. They're going through so much austerity. What is austerity means? Voluntarily going through the sufferings, trouble, pain. But actually, were they going through the austerity? Were they to suffer? They have to force themselves, no, I do Radha Bhajan, Hari Bhajan, even if problems are there, I'll stay in Vrindavan. Was this determination necessary for Sada Goswamis? No. Because they are not recognizing. They are not recognizing the necessity of their body. The influence of cold, hot, hunger was not affecting them. So their behavior is completely different. They are engaged. They are releasing so much the sweet pastimes, describing, writing, discussing. They are releasing so much, they are not feeling an external influence. So when a devotee comes to a certain platform, his behavior completely changes, dump. He doesn't feel to speak at one level. He feels disgusted at the beginning. When you do Krishna bhajan and we approach to the stage of perfection, the initial stage, first, we don't like to speak to people. Abhyartha karatam, devotees, they feel I am losing my time. The time is so valuable. So they don't feel to talk to others. So they behave like a dumb. That I don't want to speak. Like Gaur Kesa Das Babaji or Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. How people are disturbing. So that he has to go sit inside the toilet. In India, that time the toilet has different type. You pass stool, the toilet will fall, people will come and clean, and he would go sit there, that people will not come and disturb. So initially, abhyartha kalatam, the sadhaka will think that I should not speak, because this is wasting my time, and he is so allergic for this mundane talk. But while he will develop more and more, then he will not like, not only he will not like, he will enter into another kind of enjoyment that For him, it is not necessary that I'll speak or I'll not speak. I'll go or I'll not go. He'll not feel any difference with these things. Of course, for the preachers, like Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was expert preacher. Why he was expert preacher? Because he was behaving as if I don't know anything. No? Just like when he went to Prakashananda Saraswati in Banaras. So he's staying in Tapan Mishra's house, Prakashananda, all filled, Banaras filled with Mayavadis, headed by Prakashananda Saraswati, thousands of disciples, and few Vaishnavas are there, Chandrasekhar, Tapan Mishra. They think, oh, if Mahaprabhu could go and defeat them. But Mahaprabhu was indifferent. He went to Vrindavan. And when he came back, the devotees in Banaras approached. If he can go and meet with his Mayavadi boys, sannyasis, but Mahaprabhu's philosophy was different. He did not want to meet Mayavadi people. But some of that he was arranged, he was invited to go. And when he was invited to go, and all the big sannyasis sitting on big platform, and Mahaprabhu went. And he went and he sat down at a place where everybody washing their feet, and he went and sit down there. The behavior, how the great devotees, they behave in order to preach to others. Then Prakashananda Saraswati personally, he has to come and catch hold of Mahaprabhu's hand. Please, please, this is not place befitting to you. Please come and sit on this stage. So they are speaking, but Mahaprabhu is not speaking. He's keeping silent. Same question, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is saying, oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you are such a young boy, at a young stage you have taken sannyas. And how you can continue with your sannyas dharma unless you have knowledge of Vedanta? Then Mahaprabhu saying, yes, I don't know anything Vedanta. Please teach me Vedanta. For 7 days he's speaking, he's sitting there like a dumb, as if he doesn't know anything. And end of 7th day, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya asking, what is wrong with you? You understand or you don't understand anything? You're not speaking anything. Then Mahaprabhu start to speak. Yes, I understand. Whatever the sutra says, I understand. But whatever commentary, I don't understand because he's speaking everything wrong. Nothing is correct commentary. Then he's surprised. So, each and every case, we see Mahaprabhu is an expert preacher. We go somewhere, we try as much as how to put as much philosophy into their head. But Mahaprabhu was very careful. He'll go, he'll hear first, first he make them empty. Whatever you have, you put now, first. And just like dumb and listen. I don't know anything. I'm just a fool. Please tell me, you are so senior, you are so great. Just like when that Keshav Kashmir came. Keshav Kashmir was such a learned Digvijay. He conquered everybody all over the India. Finally, he has to get a certificate from Navadvip. Then he would become Digvijay. Because Saraswati Devi was reciting on his tongue. Whatever he speaks, supposed to be Siddha, perfect. And when Navadvip Pandits, they heard Keshav Kashmir coming, so they got so scared to face Keshav Kashmir. Some of them, they fled or run away. Oh, I'm going to see my daughter, I'm going to see my son-in-law, my uncle's house. And some of her, they're staying there, they said, oh, I got stomach pain, all kinds of excuses. There's nobody want to come out to face Keshav Kashmir. And they said, let the Nimai handle. Nimai 11 years old boy, even if Nimai will be defeated, no problem. A small boy is defeated. So Nimai is walking on the bank of river Ganga, along with the disciples on afternoon. And disciples are telling that this big Digvijay has come. And when this Digvijay came, at that time it happened, Keshav Kashmir reached there. Then Kashmir, who are you? I am Nimai Pandit. Very humbly. Oh, you are that Nimai. He said, no, I am Nimai. Kashmir, oh, you are Nimai, you are big Pandit. No, no, I don't know anything. I know you are Digvijay. So, yes, I am Digvijay. So Keshav Kashmir is saying, please tell me what you know. So, no, I don't know anything. I know little grammar here, there. You please tell something, Siddhi. What I want to listen from me? Oh, you are sitting in the bank of Mother Ganga. Please speak something glorifying Mother Ganga. And this Digvijay Keshav Kashmir, so expert, learned, scholarly personality. On the spot, he composed 100 verses glorifying Mother Ganga. On the spot, newly composed. And he is speaking so fast as swiftly the Ganga is flowing like that. Mahaprabhu simply listening, not reacting. And then he's thinking, how you think about this? Then Mahaprabhu said, yes, very nicely you chanted, but there is something wrong in your composition. And in one verse he found 5 wrong things. He was completely amazed. So there's another kind of dumbness that one has to adopt for preaching purpose also. The preachers, they don't speak too much. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his behavior, he has shown all these things. And when you go more developed at one level, then you become really dumb. Because you don't feel what is happening. When devotees, they come to this platform of prema, so they are in completely different stage. Like Sukadeva Goswami, he was completely naked. He is not realizing what is male, female, feelings. They don't have any feelings. As Bhagavatam explains, Sukadeva Goswami, young boy going, and all the ladies are taking bath in the pond. But as soon as Vyasadeva came, they are covering their body. But Sukadeva Goswami went naked, young boy, they did not feel also anything. Sukadeva Goswami is like that. He's behaving is like a madman. When at the bank of river Gomati, all the saintly personals they are gathered, Parikrit Maharaj will leave his body, and Parikrit Maharaj asking questions to all the saintly personalities, what should I do? My death is very imminent now, what is my duty? All of a sudden, they saw one person approaching the assembly of the saints, sages. He's naked. He's not talking like anything, a dumb man. He looks so funny that all the village ladies, children, they are walking behind him, teasing him, throwing something on him. Hairs are all scattered. He looks like a very strange personality. And this is how the people they behave. When they come to the platform of big, that's like Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj sometimes cry, sometimes should laugh, sometimes sit like dumb, thinking something, sometimes would run. People think it's crazy. But why this thing would happen to Prahlad Maharaj, people would not know. Prahlad Maharaj would cry, Prahlad Maharaj would laugh because Lord would come. Oh, my Lord has come. He would feel very jubilant, very happy. Sometimes then Lord will run away. Then he will run behind the Lord. Oh, where are you going, Lord? Please stay. But outside people, they can't see. They think he's a crazy man behaving like this. Or sometimes he just keep quiet. Sometimes devotees happen like these symptoms. One limb is working, another limb is stuck, not doing anything. So when you think all this unmada, this pralap, the unmata balavat, and this verse explaining, Manishi unmat balavat. Balavat. Balavat means like small child. And they're childlike and childish. The saintly person are not childish, but they're childlike. Balavat. They're so simple-hearted also. There's different reasons that why this dumb things happens to different personalities. So that's why Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, what is the perfection of my life? He's saying, when that day will come, so I will come to a situation that I have to live upon begging house to house. Sapata duare magiya khaiva. I will live upon begging house to house. When I will become so Krishna conscious that people will think I am a madman. Thinking me a madman, angeka divena dhuli. They will throw sand on my body. The perfection of spiritual life, devotional life, Bhaktivinoda Thakur help is explaining that when that time will come, the people will think mad to me. So this is the how the behavior of the central personalities is very strange. Very strange for outside people. But when all these things are happening, the central personalities, they are enjoying ecstasy. Like Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva, his behavior is very strange. He lives in crematorium place, smearing all over his body dust of the crematorium place and putting snake all over his body. And skull, he eats with skull, all kinds of behavior. And people think, what is like crazy? That is what Dakshya Prajapati also thought. Oh, I gave my daughter to the wrong person. He's a madman behaving like this. But that we don't understand why he's behaving like this. Because he's very indifferent. His Lord Shiva is so much in trance, meditating on Sankarsan. He doesn't understand what is happening to him. So in this way, there are different levels. And why the people, they become dumb? All they are starting from, sometime a person out of passion, that he becomes angry upon somebody, he behaves like a dumb man. Sometimes you know, your child is angry upon you, you ask him, he will not speak anything. No, don't speak to me, you know, like that. But that dumbness, which comes out of anger, and another kind of being quiet to do your sadhana, don't speak, you are allergic, you are adverse to speak mundane things, that kinds of silence. Another kind of silence, you have mauna vrata, so that you can have some control over your speech. Another kind of silence, then don't preach. There are some kathakars in India. If they have to give katha in evening time, the whole day they will not speak anything. So they have to, because when they give katha, 100,000 people sitting there. See, you are giving class, 20 people sitting. You will give a class. And 5,000 people sitting, you go to give class, you can't utter one word in front of them. Because they empower you. You have to be that powerful to predominate them so that you can speak and convince them. One tantric was telling me, we have one devotee, he knows tantra also, the ghost master. He was telling that he knows mantra, that if you are speaking, he'll do mantra that your mouth will not open anymore. Then I told him, oh, that is very good. Then why don't you go that time Indira Gandhi as Prime Minister? When Indira Gandhi speaking to audience, can you go and stop her? He said, no, that we cannot do. That depends. The people, good orator means they can influence people. They have that power. They influence people and predominate them. So for that controlling and speech, some kathakars, they don't speak whole day. When katha will start, they will speak. So this is a different way. But for the pure devotees, that is completely different. And for pure devotees, they come to such a platform. Initial, they got disgusted listening, material subject matter. Abhyarthakalatam, they feel, oh, I'm wasting my time. And then grow more and more. At one point, they feel so much ecstasy. So behave like this, always in trance in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. 8:45, we finish. Okay, tomorrow I will give class. So maybe tomorrow we will discuss about Jhulan Jatra pastimes. So tonight any class is there? Okay. Tomorrow we will discuss about Jhulan Jatra's pastimes. If anyone has any questions, 4 minutes left. Yes, Prabhu.
I wanted to ask you a little bit about your preaching. If you could just tell us a little bit about your activities recently, that'd be very nice.
Well, in Mayapur specifically, I preach this students preaching, Gita correspondence course, something with Namahatta, youth forum like that. So I left Mayapur 16th and Chicago, New Jersey, Washington, Atlanta, then Orlando, New Orleans, then Miami, New Talavan, Houston, then I'm here in Dallas. So I'll go a few more places, then go back to India by 28th of this month. So this is my preaching activities. Oh, I have one announcement. I wrote one book. Last year I wrote one book on Jagannath. You have Jagannath book?
Yeah.
I wrote the book you have. Yeah. Actually, I sent 15 books to Houston to bring with me, but they kept everything there. So, but I have a new book I wrote on Srimati Radharani, Radharani's pastimes. Because we have Radharani's pastimes, we are hearing from different people or from different Puranas, but together in one book. We do not have a book like that, like Krishna book called Krishna's pastimes. So I just copied from different books. So I just put in one book so that we can read. It's not too esoteric. This pastimes, even if children can read also, very sweet and very funny pastimes, lot of fun. This is Jhulandatra pastime, also very fun. Tomorrow we'll discuss that Jhulandatra pastimes. And the pastimes, first I have explained who is Radharani. Actually, sometimes we are hesitant to speak about Radharani to people. But I feel opposite. As a result, even if all over India, people have so much misconception about Radharani. They think Radha is just an ordinary girl, Krishna is a boy. They know what is Radharani, where she is coming from, how she took birth, how she is the personification of Radhini Shakti. All these things, at least this misconception will be eradicated. It is important to speak to the people. We may avoid speaking intimate pastimes because people may misunderstand. So that's why I put to who is Radharani and pure. What is Radharani's love to Krishna? The pure form of Radharani's love to Krishna, as Krishnadas Kapadasa Goswami has explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita, any stupid people, even if you read that, he'll understand the highest value of Radharani's love to Krishna. No? Then I put Radharani's pastimes in Golok Vrindavan. Her pastimes, how she appeared in different kalpa, very unique way she appears on this earthly planet. That no ordinary lady appears like that. And also her childhood pastimes, her youth pastimes before marriage, after marriage, when Krishna left, what happened in Vrindavan? What is going on to Radharani? Happened to Radharani? So many informations are given by Argosami is not revealed. So also, we know Radharani has been conjugal pastimes. After Radharani is not only for Madhurya, he is also very important for Aishwarya. And so magnanimous for Audharya also. In fact, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so merciful because of Srimati Radharani. Krishna is not so merciful, Rama is not so merciful. Krishna is saying, at sarvadharman paritejya mamekam saranam braja. You give up everything, surrender unto me. Then what I'll do to you? What I'll do to you? I'll make you free from sinful reaction. What a big deal. It's a big thing. Is that the goal of our life, to become free from sinful reaction? And after doing so much, we drop everything, go to him, and it will make us free from sinful reaction. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu case is completely different. How to speak of, we go to give everything, surrender unto him. Mahaprabhu's nature is, we run away from him. He'll run behind us and grab us, hey, take this love of Godhead, this magnanimity. And why Krishna behaving one way there and why same Krishna behaving another way here? Because of Srimati Radharani. When Maharaj was telling, when Ramchandra in Tritiya Yug, he went to forest and one day he saw the heaps of mountains of skeleton and bones in the forest. Then he asked the people, what happens? Why there so much skeleton bone? Then they said, oh, the Rakshasas, Asuras, they killed all these rishis and people. And Ramchandra very angry, I will kill all the Rakshasas now. Picked up his bow and arrows, you know. Then Mother Sita, Jagat Mata, he said, no, don't do like this. She's very compassionate. Then Ram said, okay, this time I'll do. Next time, I'll not kill anybody by weapons. So that's when Ram came as Krishna. He did not kill anybody with weapons, but as long as Radharani was with him, in Vrindavan, he killed by kicking Sakatasura, Trinavatasura by choking the throat, but did not use any weapon. As long as he was in Vrindavan, but Radharani also still fell very sad, but still you are killing. I don't want you to kill anybody. So next time Radharani made sure that I will go with you to make you stop killing anybody. So Radharani came with Krishna, within Krishna. Radha Krishna pranaya vikriti hladini sakti rasmat ekatmana bhavi bhuvipura dehvedam gatavto chaitanya akkhara pakata maduna tadyam cha aikam aptam radha bhava dhuti subalitam. So when Radharani came along with Krishna, so that form is very important. That's audarja. It's very udar. Magnanimity comes from Srimati Radharani. There is nice sweet pastimes about the magnanimity of Srimati Radharani also. So by her mercy, so we have published this book. Jai Srimati Radharani ki, Ekadasi Vrata ki, Samabrata Bhakta Vrinda ki. Just one announcement, this year 2009 Gaur Purnima will be a very special Gaur Purnima festival. I would like to invite all of you. Because this year we'll do, once in 5 years, we'll do Brahmoshav. We'll do Abhishek to big deities, as we did installation time. So if you are planning, I'll leave some brochures with Prabhu, you can put notice board, so they have information. And also, last 2-3 years, we have started Sri Kshetra Parikrama, like Brajamandal Parikrama, Navadyamandal Parikrama, only 3 days, just after Kartik Purnima. So last year, we had 5,500 devotees. It's so pleasant. First year we started 450 devotees. Second year 2,200. Last year it happened 5,500 devotees are there. Very brief parikrama. 2 days we go to visit Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes places. And 1 day 18 kilometer walking, like Govardhan parikrama. Very, very pleasant. 5-6 hours parikrama, Jagannath Prasadam, Sea Bath. And whole day Jagannath Katha, Gauranga Katha. Our 10-12 Maharajas, Sannyasi, Jivisis were there. So in case you are going to visit India during Kartik, end of Kartik, you can make a program for visiting Puri Parikrama also. Jai Jagannath Swami ki. Thank you so much. Actually, I am also happy to come. I came here first time, you know when? In 81, I came here. With His Holiness Jayapataka Maharaj. I was staying in that building. Gurudev was also staying there. 2 nights I stayed here during that time. When you joined ISKCON? 82. Before you joined ISKCON, I have come here. Hare Krishna, thank you so much. Hare Krishna.